Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another live edition of the Danielle Forbes Show tonight. Live, have a great show for you. Happy Monday. I hope that everyone had a blessed weekend. I hope that you are off to a fabulous week. I know that I am. Had a wonderful but busy day today, but nonetheless, it was very blessed and full of God favor. So I am super excited about tonight's show as we continue in our series, Distraction Series. And tonight we are going to focus on soul ties. I have a wonderful, wonderful guest tonight that is going to shed some light on soul ties. And a lot of people have never heard of soul ties. I know tonight when I kind of promoted the show and put the word soul ties out there, some people knew what it was and others did not. So tonight, if you do not know what a soul tie is, you are certainly going to find out tonight, and you are in for a great treat, and you will be enlightened tonight. And I'm so excited. I just want to let you guys know that everything that you're listening to, all the words that are coming out of my mouth right now are totally off the cuff. I had such a busy day today. I had no time to prepare anything, not even a monologue. So I said, Lord, use me. So you all will get to testify on how the Lord is using me tonight. This show is going to be so amazing. I am going to be taking some live calls, some live comments. Already the phone lines are lighting up. And I'm super excited about my guest tonight. Let me just give him a brief introduction before I do bring him in. Very good friend of mine, known him for so long, so long. We go way back when. I don't want to date myself and give you my age, even though a lot of you may know, but we go way back. And his name is Pastor James Stewart, and he is from my hometown of Aliquippa, Pennsylvania. And he has since then moved to New Jersey, I believe, and he has a wonderful church there. And he is an awesome, awesome pastor, and his congregation loves him. They are all listening tonight to this show, so they are all supporting their pastor, and they are also supporting the Danielle Forbes Show. So I'm super excited about where this show is going, the doors that are opening in my life. And as they open up in my life and I see where God is taking me, that enables me to take everyone that is following me on this God-given journey and this destiny, which will bless you and will take you to higher heights and enlighten and educate you on some things as well. So I'm super excited about all of this. I have so many calls, the phones are lighting up. This is so exciting for me. So again, just bear with me because I did not have a monologue prepared. This is right off the cuff. The Lord is using me. He's speaking through me, and I'm just very excited about it. So this is raw material right here. So in a minute, I am going to bring in my friend, Pastor James Stewart. We spoke briefly last week, actually not last week, but the week before, on my distraction series. We spoke on distractions through relationships. And when Pastor Stewart called in, it was such an awesome call and such an awesome comment that he made. I said, wow, we have to do a show on this because it was so deep. I wanted him to keep talking, and it just cut me off. They just kicked me off the air. So I spoke with him personally, and I said, we must do a show on soul ties. And so here we are tonight, and this is going to be an awesome show, very enlightening, very educational, very inspiring. I'm super excited, and we are going to get into a little bit of what soul ties are. Soul ties basically is when your soul is intertwined with someone else, and your soul is your mind, your will, your emotions, and how these soul ties are created and how they can be a hindrance, and just a hindrance to your everyday life, even not even to mention a hindrance to your purpose, and how these soul ties are created and the types of people that deal with them. Tonight we are going to get into all of that. We are going to take some live calls, some live comments, and also I want to hear from my guests on topics that you all would like to be discussed on the Danielle Forbes Show. So again, we are in the distraction series, and relationships, that's one of those things that can go on and on and on because there are so many bonds and so many relationships that are formed between two people and your children and your coworkers and just every aspect of the word. So without further ado, I am going to bring in my dear friend, wonderful, wonderful friend, awesome man of God, Pastor James Stewart. I am going to bring you in right now. And Pastor James, welcome to the Danielle Forbes Show. Are you there?
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. We got you. I'm so excited about tonight's show. I'm sure you heard everything that I said in that wonderful introduction, and I'm ready to just jump right into it because we have so many phone calls tonight, so many people listening, so many questions and comments, I'm hoping. A lot of people want to ask questions. Some people get shy, but I can tell you what, the phone lines are lit. They are lit. So I'm super excited. Yes.
I'm excited. So, I'm excited as well.
Yes, yes, definitely. So before we just jump right into
my
it,
praises.
If you – yes, can you just go? You just jump right in. You got the floor, Pastor.
Okay. Father, we thank you. We give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. You are great and greatly to be praised. We thank you, God, now for your spirit resting upon this broadcast. Send your spirit of wisdom, your spirit of understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge, and the spirit of the fear of the Lord. But most of all, God, send your anointing that breaks and destroys the yoke, O God, in the name of Jesus. Cause us to have ears, not just to listen, but as the scripture says, to hear what the spirit would say. We come against every hindrance that Satan might bring. And Father God, I thank you now in advance for blessing Danielle and her family. And this show, as the essence and the purpose of it, is to bring your name all the glory, honor, and praise. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I think we can just end the show right there, Pastor. I mean. Woo!
You're
oh, my goodness.
Well, I'm ready.
Thank you so much. I'm ready, too. I mean, I feel like I just had church. I wish you can feel the spirit in here right now. I am stirred. I feel like I can just do about 10 laps around the house right now. Like, whoo, that was amazing. That was amazing. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm sure you bless each and every person listening. So tonight is going to be a great show. If that prayer was not an indication of what tonight is going to bring, I don't know what is. So, yeah. So, Pastor, without further ado, tell myself and my audience what tonight's show is going to be about. I'm giving you the floor. I want you to just jump right into it. You know, if I need to jump in and ask you a question, I'll do that. But you have the floor.
Okay.
You go for it.
Okay. Well, again, just want to thank God for you and your family. coming from a strong family of faith, your mother being a woman of faith, you being a woman of faith. I just appreciate you all, and I thank God for you. Well, last week when I listened to your program, I was just blessed by the first caller. I mean, she just really blew me away. And in that program, we were discussing basically, in essence, parameters in relationships. And I was just truly blessed. And as a result of that, you and I began to talk about soul ties. And you wanted me to go into soul ties, explain it, deal with different aspects of it. What is a soul tie? How are soul ties formed? How are they broken? You know, questions like that. Is it okay to have a soul tie? Does a soulmate connect to a soul tie? So many different questions. And so I just began to pray, and I said, well, let's just go right into it.
Let's do it.
So,
let's do it. I'm excited.
That being said, I'm excited too. My wife is excited. They're looking at me. So
her eyes are big. She should be very proud of her husband right now. It's awesome. She has an awesome man of God. Super excited.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, first of all, soul ties aren't just limited to people that aren't married. You can even have a soul tie. You can even have a soul tie when you're married. And I'm going to get into all of that. Soul ties deal with one's emotional realm.
Mm-hmm.
So when people connect in their emotional realm, things can go in a right, divine direction, or they can go in a wrong, painful direction. Okay? So when we talk about soul ties, the first thing we are talking about, people connecting in their emotional realm.
Okay.
So that's basically the definition of a soul tie. Souls, emotions connecting. So you were asking me basically, how are soul ties formed? This was very interesting you asked me that. Because normally they're formed in the wrong way, which is premarital sex.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you don't mind, let me just touch that for a minute, okay?
Yes, please, definitely.
All right. We're going to use the Word of God as our foundation, you know that.
Absolutely, so, that's what we're here for, yes.
Okay. So, in Ephesians 5 and 3, it says, but fornication and all uncleanliness or covetousness, let it not once be named among you as becometh saints. In the book of Proverbs 6:32, King Solomon said, he who is involved in fornication or adultery destroys his own soul and his inner person. So let me read it exactly how he said. He says, but whosoever committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul. Because in Genesis 5 and 2, we read that God called both Adam and Eve. He called both of them, but he called them Adam. Because in the marriage relationship, two really do become one.
Mm-hmm.
Physical intimacy results in the merging of two spirits. That is why sex outside of marriage is so destructive.
Yeah.
When each person breaks up from the relationship, when that physical intimate relationship is over, something is lost. You can't get it back. Each person walks away with another part of the person's spirit. Their emotions. You follow me?
Okay. Yes. All right.
A lot of people don't understand this. The world thinks fornication is nothing more than two bodies coming together in just the heat of the moment, ecstasy. But the Bible says it's actually two souls being joined as one.
Wow.
So when two people come together, it's not a physical act. It's not just a physical act. is two souls being joined as one. So
wow.
The person who lives in adultery or the person who lives in the fornication, they end up becoming only a shell of a person because layer after layer of their inner person is stripped off with each person that you deal with. Each person that we have physical intimacy with, a part of us is stripped away. And after a while, we just become just like a shell.
Wow.
That's the horror about sexual sin outside of marriage. It's not about AIDS. It's not about STDs. It's not even about unwanted pregnancy. The issue is the losing of one's soul.
Wow.
The losing of one's soul. Let me go a little further. Let me back that up. In 1 Corinthians 6:18, it says, flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body. But he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body. Fornication compromises our very being. Sin has repercussions. Every sin. The Bible says, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he reap. Every sin has repercussions. However, Paul is saying, sexual sin is unique. It's the only sin that you sin against your own self.
Wow.
That's what I said, wow.
Wow.
Because
I mean,
here's the reason why.
Wow.
Here's the reason why. Because we're made in the image of a triune God. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. We're comprised, we have three parts, body, soul, and spirit. When we talk about body, that talks about the physical world. When we talk about the soul, we're talking about the person's emotions, their emotional realm, their personality, how they relate to people. And we talk about the spirit that relates to us, that relates to God, and living eternally. So each time a person engages in fornication or adultery, a part of their soul is permanently and irreplaceably forfeited.
This is deep.
You see that?
This is so deep.
So every time we get involved with sex with a person, a part of our soul is stripped away.
Wow. Let me just jump right in and say and ask a question. This is just so deep, and I know everyone that's listening from the young adults to the older adults. I mean, this is it's really deep, and it's scary because, you know, right now everybody listening is judging themselves right now, and they're thinking, how many people have I created a soul tie with? I'm just being very honest. I'm thinking the same thing, you know, and it's like, wow. And like you said something so profound. People worry about the wrong things. They worry about the STDs and the pregnancy and all of those other things, but they never think about you're forming a tie with this other person that you might not be with for more than 30 days. Then what happens after that is formed? What happens? How do you – yes, please go into that. I'm at a loss for words.
You're exactly right. You see, first of all, one of the things is that everything God made, he made it sexual and to reproduce just about. So first of all, here's the main thing. God is not afraid of our sexuality. It's a part of who we are. But what God wants us to do is to honor him. That's why he says in Hebrews that marriage is honorable. God started off right there. He said, the only thing I honor when it comes to an intimate relationship is marriage. He said, marriage is honorable and above all, but the whoremonger, he said, them will I judge. And God is not trying to be mean because God understands that. God is not mad at sin. He understands how sin destroys the person and families. Look at King David. Yes. He premeditated. He saw a woman and he premeditated the murder to have her. But God forgave him, but the repercussions was look at the devastation that it brought to his family. His son raped his daughter. His other son tried to kill him. So when people, when we have intercourse with people outside of marriage, you can wear protection. You know, people worry about, you know, being protected. Do I'm going to catch something? That's not the real issue. The issue is we are becoming one. Our emotions are locking. And once we break that, a part of my emotions have gone with you.
Wow.
I stripped you. I stripped you, and you stripped me.
This is deep.
So the question becomes, well, if I got into something that I shouldn't have, how can I break a soul tie? How do you break one?
Perfect. Perfect. That's, you led me right into my question. Go for it.
Well, in the book of Samuel, in the first book of Samuel, 1 Samuel chapter 5, verse 3, here's a story of the children of Israel going into battle, and they had disobeyed God, and God allowed their enemies to come in and take the Ark of the Covenant, which was not God, but it represented the presence of God. And so now here are the enemies of God, the Philistines, and they take the Ark of the Covenant into their own temple, and they placed it in front of their God that they worship, whose name was Dagon. And then the Bible lets us know that when they woke up in the morning, that Dagon was flat on his face. And what they did was they tried to set him back up. And then they went to sleep, and they woke up the next morning, and this time his head was cut off, and his arms were cut off. So what is the meaning behind all that? What is the meaning? What am I trying to say about breaking soul ties? Soul ties are strongholds. How do we break these strongholds in our lives? I was talking to some people in ministry one time who were going through all kinds of addictions. And soul tie addictions and things, all kinds of types of addictions. And they had went to all kind of numerous programs, counseling, and none of it seemed to work for them. So I told them about this story that I just read to you in the first book of Samuel. And I told them that Dagon could not stand in the presence of the Lord. I told this person if they tried to get victory over Dagon, the Dagon of their addiction or their soul tie in their own power and strength, they would only become more obsessed with it. So I said, forget about Dagon. Right. I told him, forget about Dagon, but bring the Ark into the situation. I said, bring the Ark, bring the presence of God into this thing. What do I mean by bring the presence of God? I said, start spending time in your word. Start spending time in prayer. Start spending time in fellowship with God and his saints. And I said, once you do that, Dagon gotta fall. And that's what exactly happened. That every time that when the ark was in the presence of Dagon, that false god, the ark knocked that stronghold down, that thing that they worshiped down. And then they tried to put it back up. And the ark, the presence, because the presence of God was there, bam, it went down again. And that's what I tell people. If you want strongholds or dark areas in your life to be destroyed or utterly destroyed, that you find that just every time you tear it down, it seems like it come right back up. Every time you say, okay, I ain't going to do this again. I ain't going to get in this kind of relationship again. This time I'm going to be a little smarter. I'm a little wiser. I said, the key is you got to leave the presence of God in your life. You got to stay in your word. You got to stay connected to God. You got to stay connected to the God. Because once you turn the light on, the presence of God is light. All that darkness got to go.
Ooh,
the light eventually wins.
So
that's how I tell people, if you want strongholds broken in your life, if you want soul ties broken, you got to invite the presence of God into your situation, and it has to remain there. And nothing can stand against the presence of God.
And this is amazing. And let me, I have a question.
Yeah.
So, you know, we know how these soul ties are formed, and this is so deep. And basically, like you said, a soul tie is a stronghold, and there are so many other strongholds that we can have.
Mm-hmm.
How would an older woman know if there's a soul tie, if they've been in this relationship with a person, the relationship is long over, but they're still kind of dreaming about this person, whatever the case may be, you know, is that an indication that there is a soul tie was formed? And is it possible to form them with every person that you've ever been with?
Well, good question. Here's the thing. You used the key word. You said images, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes.
You get these images in your head, imaginations.
Yes.
The Bible says, casting down, 2 Corinthians 10 and 5, I think it is, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. In other words, we got to recognize that the devil is on a choke chain. He can do all that barking all he wants. You ever walk past? I remember when we lived in Alacoqua. It was this one lady, she had a dog on a chain. And I'm telling you, every time I walk past that house, that dog would come and scare the mess out of me. And I'd be running down the street thinking the dog right behind me. But when I would look back, the dog never got out the gate because it had a chain on it.
Ooh.
A lot of times we're running from the enemy, but we got to realize that God has a choke chain on that fool. And when we use the word of God against him, and we bring in, so when those thoughts come in our minds, okay, you got a person gets out of a bad relationship, but because sex was introduced, or you at home in the middle of the night, and you know that this relationship wasn't healthy, but the memory, the images of how they made you feel, how it felt, even though they mistreated you, even though they abused you, even though they misused you, the thought of that intimate relationship is still lingering in your brain.
Mm-hmm. This is true. This is so true. Are you still there, Pastor? Pastor, did we lose you? Okay, well, let's see what's going on. This show is really deep. Everyone, I don't know what happened. Maybe the pastor, he lost connection. Pastor, are you there? We might have to give him a call back. See what happens. See what happens when God gets the glory. See, you know what? Distractions. So we have to get the pastor back on because I don't know what happened. So bear with the Danielle Forbes show for a minute. I'm going to take a quick break and see if we can get the pastor back on. Danielle Forbes show will be right back. Pastor James Stewart, you there? Pastor James Stewart, you are live on the Danielle Forbes show. Are you there? Okay, everyone. Bear with me. We have to get the pastor back on. Okay. Bear with me. Technical difficulties. It's okay. We're going to keep it going. I hope everyone is enjoying the show. This is really deep, and my spirit is still stirred, still stirred. I am going to get the pastor back on, so everyone keep listening. We still have about 25 minutes in the Danielle Forbes show, and so we are not going to let a technical difficulty stop us. We are going to get the pastor back on. Not sure what happened on his end, so I am going to be taking some live calls because I see that there are plenty of phone lines, plenty of phone calls in queue. So if you do want to ask a question for the pastor once we get back on, if you have a comment to make, I am going to be taking live questions. So let me see if I can get him back on. Everyone, just bear with me, and we will be right back. Keep listening. Okay, and the Danielle Forbes Show is back. Hopefully we can have our pastor back. Pastor James Stewart, are you there with us?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yay! Hallelujah, praise the Lord, the devil is alive.
I didn't know what was going on.
The devil?
I'm ready.
I'll tell you exactly what's going on. He's trying to get out of this conversation, but we're going to rebuke him. So let's carry on. This is getting too good, of course. Of course, we had a technical difficulty, so keep it going. I hope you remember where you left off.
I'm good.
Yes, I want to take some live calls in shortly, so I'm going
okay.
to let you go ahead, and you got
okay.
the floor. It's all yours.
Okay. So like I said, when anyone, everybody has been in some kind of soul tie in their life. People try to deny those things, but we've had some kind of soul tie. But here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
When you get out of those relationships, what happened is the memory, I call them mistaken memories of the past, begin to haunt you. And so the key is, how do I get that memory out of my mind in the middle of the night when you're no longer with that person intimately, but you know they're not the right one, but because of the soul tie you had, you feel like going back, even though you knew and know it wasn't the right person, the right thing. The pain, everything you experienced in it. But because there was a union between the two of you, a uniting of the souls in the middle of the night or in the day or in your job, you're thinking about that person. You want to text him, you want to call him. So how do we deal with those images? And the scripture tells us what to do. We got to bring those thoughts into captivity. We have the power to say, Satan and the Lord rebuke you. And that's what we don't do. What we do is we entertain the thoughts instead of speak to the thoughts, the word of God. When Satan tempted Jesus in the wilderness, Jesus spoke the word of God back to the specific temptation. So if that soul tie is trying to bring you back to that man or that woman that you knew that wasn't who God wanted you to be with, then you have to speak the word of God over that. And that's what we have to do in that situation. So you can take some calls now if you want.
Yes, let's see. And this is so deep because, you know, and I just want to say, I mean, this is just blowing my mind. I'm just so enlightened myself, because you think about from, you know, the time you started dating anyone, and it's just so hard. And I just want to say so many saints of God are really frustrated right now. So many saints, so many women, even men, are very frustrated right now in their faith walk, because women that are trying to, you know, walk the walk, talk the talk, live a good Christian life, but they are unmarried and they're trying to save themselves for their husbands, they are getting very upset with the Lord, because they're like, Lord, where is my husband? And they feel like, you know, the flesh is weak. They want to be with the man, and, you know, they just get really frustrated with God. And I've been having this conversation with a lot of young ladies, even Christian men, and they're trying to do the right thing. They are trying to not form these bonds with people or these ties or allow anything to come in that could become a stronghold later on with these people that may not be their husband or wife in the long run. So what advice can you give to, you know, young men, just women and men of all ages that are really, really trying to hold on and hang in there and wait for their husbands and wait for their wives, but at the same time the flesh is weak and the flesh was what it was? What can they do? Give them some advice.
I'm glad you asked that.
I'm not asking for myself. I'm asking for a friend.
Okay. I'm cool with that. Well, first of all, the Bible says that whosoever findeth a wife, he findeth a good thing. Then the other scripture says that no good thing, Psalms 84:11, it says no good thing would the Lord withhold, keep back from them that walk up right before him. So here's, let me break that down just a little bit. God said, I'm not going to hold anything good back from you that love me. So a lot of times what we consider good for us, God doesn't consider good. There are some things God blocked that we could, that if we would have just took it for ourselves, it could have messed us up. Sometimes when we're in the pursuit of a specific person, God will shut it down because he knows that leaving it up to us, we're going to pick the wrong person. So sometimes, you know, we got to understand there are things that we consider good for us, but God doesn't consider good for us. Now, said that he that findeth a wife, here's where a lot of people mess up. A lot of women mess up with this. They don't... It's kind of hard to explain. I'll just say it this way. When I met my wife, I met her in March. I had made up my mind. I had been dating for a while, all kind of various relationships, and things weren't working out, messing up here and there and all those kind of things. When I met my wife, I said, this time, I said, I want to be somebody's husband. I don't want to have a long-term girlfriend, yada, 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 yada. I'm not going to get involved in anything that ain't is pleasing to God. I'm going to do this thing right. So I met my wife in March. I engaged her in May on Mother's Day. Now, in between March and May, we would be going out, you know, going out on dates and things like that. And in my flesh, I wanted her physically. I wanted to be with her intimately. But I had purpose within myself that I don't want this like the times that I've messed up before. I wanted this to be different. I wanted her to be my wife. I didn't want a girlfriend. I didn't want to mess it up. I didn't want emotions to get involved in it and mess things up. So I would set parameters. When we would go out to dinner, when we go out to the movies, I would tell her, look, After this, you going home, sister. You ain't coming up to my house. We ain't doing this. We ain't doing that. And I didn't care what she thought. I was like, I know myself. And so we both kept setting parameters. And then I end up marrying her in September. My wife, I was the first man that she ever slept with.
Wow.
It meant something to me because I had always messed up in my relations. I was always doing something dumb, letting my emotions take over. And, and that's a whole nother thing because, like I was telling you before, with men, before we gave our lives to God, in my case, my father, you know, due to his situation, he wasn't a role model for me. I never saw my mother take my mother out, father mother to dinner, take her to movies. I never saw my father do things the right way. So when I gave my life to Jesus, it took time for me to learn how to be, the first of all, the right kind of man. And then it took time for me to learn how to be a man of God and then a husband when I got married. It takes time. And so a lot of times women want that man to step up to the plate, but a lot of times they're not even ready themselves. It's like, what are you bringing to the table? You know, they always say, you know, I want to know what he bringing to the table. Do he got a job? Does he love God? But, you know, there are things in women's lives that need to be corrected before they even start. Like we talked last week, there's a difference between dating and courting. And if you don't even set the right parameters in dating and courting, you can forget about marriage. So it's these kind of things that I try to tell people about. If you mess up before you get married, if you're living like you're married before you're married, it has a way of affecting your marriage. So my thing, what I would say to people that are waiting on God, like, God, I'm living for you. I'm trusting you. Have you ever considered that God knows that with all of that, you're still not ready to be his queen?
Wow.
And while God is working on you, he's working on that other person to make that person right for you and you right for that person. So a lot of times we're not even ready for marriage because marriage is for mature people only.
Wow.
So that's what
so
I would say to them.
Even though a woman could be, that's really deep. That's really deep because even though a woman or a man could feel like, you know, I'm 40-something years old, I'm 30-something years old, I'm 50-something years old, why am I not married? Why have I never had a husband, you know, or why have I never had a wife? What is God waiting for? Like,
my question to you is, my question to you and to anybody for that, though, I don't mean to cut you, but what if you don't get married? What if you don't get married? Mm-hmm. What if your life is like that woman in the temple who was a widow all of her life? Can you be satisfied with Jesus alone? What if you're not to be married? Does that mean that a person should have an unfulfilled, happy life? See, I think we base too much emphasis on the physical realm. But what if God just wants you to himself, like he did the Apostle Paul? What if it's not for you to marry?
Yes. Wow. That's deep. That's deep.
That's a whole other subject, too.
Yes, it is. What if it, because God is a jealous God? Everyone knows that. And sometimes I feel that way. And quite honestly, at this point in my life, I am perfectly okay with that, 1,000%, because God is showing me right now, if I can say that, can nobody do you like Jesus? Can nobody do you like the Lord? He's all in all. He's everything. He's all. I can't speak for everyone, but at this moment in my life right now, he's all I need. He is all I want, and I am perfectly okay with that. I'm like, I've never experienced peace like this, never. And it's a wonderful feeling. It is a wonderful feeling. So I'm with you on that.
you know, Danielle, one of the things about soul ties that can be dangerous when they're not the right one is it can mess up your God-given destiny. When you think of Samson, God had called him to a Nazirite vow. there were certain things that Samson was supposed to do and not do. And we know the story how he messed up with Delilah. But how did that soul tie even begin? Here's a person whose focus is on God. And here's Delilah. She's not even thinking about God. She's not even on Team Jesus. And here's Samson on Team God, and he's thinking about Team Devil. How did it even happen? The first thing that happened that connected them with this soul tie is Samson started talking to his temptation. Soul tie. A lot of times we end up talking to the wrong person that God don't want us to talk to. We end up talking to our temptation. You're not talking to your divine soulmate. You know, your soulmate is the person that you have a soul tie with. You don't have a soul tie with somebody that's not your soulmate. So what ended up happening with Samson, who had a destiny, he ended up talking to his temptation. Delilah was his temptation. So I say to people that are talking to their temptation, you know the difference between your temptation and your destiny. Your temptation is that person who steers you away from God. They don't value the things of God like you do. They don't value prayer. They don't value being in church. They don't value fasting. They're like, yeah, I'll go to church with you, but that's it. But they don't value having a real relationship with Jesus Christ. So Samson's first mistake was he was talking to his temptation, which ended up being his soul tie. So to avoid soul ties, you got to cut communication with your temptation. Stop texting them. Stop going on Facebook. Stop emailing them. Stop riding by their house.
Stop knocking on their door. Stop.
You understand what I'm saying?
This is so enlightening. So true. So true. And we've all been there. We have all been there. It all starts with transparency. I know how I can get, you know.
And then what happened is, when he starts talking to his temptation, the next thing you know, the scripture says that his head was in her lap. And once his head was in her lap, he began to tell him the secret of his strength. You see, once I start talking, see, when the soul ties start talking to the temptation, the next thing you know, your head is going to end up in that person's lap.
Wow.
And you know what happens after that. In order to avoid soul ties, the first thing we got to do is we got to stop talking to our temptations. All of us are tempted by something or something, and we're giving it too much space in our life. The Bible says, give no place to the devil. And we're giving that thing or that person too much space in our spirits. So you can let somebody else go now.
We have to take a – this is so deep. I just want to hog it all for myself. I'm the one with all the questions. This is amazing. So let's take a call.
Okay.
Sometimes – we have all these callers on here, but sometimes they get shy. So let's see if we can take a call really quick. Let's see. Caller, hello. You are live on the Danielle Forbes Show. Do you have a question for Pastor James Stewart? Caller, are you there?
I'm here, but I don't know if they're there.
See, told you they get shy. It's okay. Keep listening to the Danielle Forbes Show. Let's see. All right, caller, you are live on the Danielle Forbes Show. Do you have a question or a comment for Pastor James Stewart on tonight's topic? Okay, they're being shy tonight. They're listening, though. Keep listening to the Danielle Forbes Show. Let's see. Let's take the next one. Caller, you are live on the Danielle Forbes Show. Do you have a question or a comment for Pastor James Stewart on tonight's topic, soul ties? Hello.
Is there some technical difficulty?
No, I don't think so. They're listening. Let's see. See what's going on. Okay. Caller, you are live on the Danielle Forbes Show. Do you have a question or a comment tonight for Pastor James Stewart on tonight's topic, soul ties?
Let me ask my people if they can hear.
Okay.
Can you hear?
Caller, are you there? Let's see.
I don't know what's going on, but I'm messaging some of my people now to see if they can hear.
Okay, let's see. Well, we have a few more minutes left. Time flies. Time flies when you're having fun, that's for sure. Time flies on the Danielle Ford Show. Okay, let's see. Now, let's see if I can get, someone is trying to ask a question. Let me see.
It says, yes, we don't know if you're talking to me or someone else.
Okay, here we go. Let's try. Caller, you are live on the Danielle Forbes Show. Are you there? They might have to unmute their phone. Caller, you're live on the Danielle Forbes Show. Are you there?
Let me see what Phil is saying. They're all saying they can hear you.
Yeah.
Like all my people are blowing my phone up. They're saying we can hear, but we can't respond.
Oh, interesting. They might have to raise their hand. They need to raise their – okay, let's see. Let's see. Someone's telling me they're saying hello, but for whatever reason. Caller, you're live on the Danielle Forbes Show. Can you hear me? Let's try something. Yeah, there's tons of calls. And
you want me to hang up? Maybe it's the phone you got me on.
No, you're good. Let's see. Let's try it again. Caller, you're live.
Can she say the number that she's speaking to?
There is. They are supposed to raise their hand when they have a question, and let's see. Let's try another one. Caller, you're live.
How do we raise our hand?
Let's see. Hit one.
Hit one to raise your hand.
Yes, they should push one. Okay, now we got some callers. All right, here we go. All right. Caller, you are live on the Danielle Forbes Show. Do you have a question or a comment for Pastor James Stewart? They hit one. Caller, are you there? Yeah, I see the question. Okay, let's try another one.
What are they asking?
Caller,
maybe I'll just answer.
You are live on the Danielle Forbes Show.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, you're live on the Danielle Forbes Show. Thank you for calling in.
Hi, this is Tracy. I'm a member from Pastor's Ministry.
Yes, welcome, Tracy. Thanks for listening.
No problem. I just want to thank you for having him on the show. And, of course, I want to give them a shout-out because being a member for over 5 years, I've learned so much, and even till this day on this show, I've learned a lot. So thank you, Pastor, for letting the Lord use you, and I love you.
Love you, too.
Awesome. Thank you so much for listening, and keep spreading the word. The Danielle Forbes Show has some awesome topics, and we are probably going to have your pastor on here a lot. He's awesome. I'm enjoying this. So thank you for listening.
Awesome. No problem.
All
bye.
Right.
Good night.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Welcome.
Hey, that was awesome. Let's see if we can take another call. Okay. So, caller, you are live on the Danielle Forbes Show.
Hello.
Hi. Thank
Hello.
You for calling in. You are live.
Hi, this is Josie. I hope you can hear me.
I can hear you loud and clear, Josie. Thank you for listening.
Awesome. Awesome. I'm actually all the way from Canada. So
wow.
I'm a wonderful friend of Pastor James. He spoke the truth tonight. I just wanted to let you guys know that right now I'm staying in an Airbnb, and when I came home, I was just sharing, you know, what Pastor James has been doing the last few days since I came down just to surprise him. And he actually listened into the show with me. And I don't know his background. I think he might be a Hindu, but he was really, all he said was they're talking the truth. And they're really talking real stuff. When you guys were talking about how, you know, you said something, Danielle, about being on the show, I mean, being with someone less than 30 days, and he was just like, mm-hmm. Yup, they're talking real. That is the truth, honestly. Wow. I think more people need to hear this. You guys need to do a Facebook Live. I don't know what you need to do, but you need an expansion all over this and let people all
yes.
over the world hear the word of the Lord, and this is truth. I was finishing your sentences, Pastor Stewart. God bless you both, and I pray that, Danielle, everything that you do will just continue to grow and just lead people to the truth, really and truly.
Oh, thank you. That means so much, all the way from Canada. Thank you so much for listening and supporting, and please tell a friend. I definitely am going to do a Facebook Live after this. Pastor James needs to do the same. I thank you so, so much for supporting. God bless you as well.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
All right. And keep listening in. Let's see. We have about 2 minutes left. Let's see if we can get another call. Pastor, this is amazing. I so enjoyed this. We only have about 2 minutes. And it is just, it's just been a wonderful time. So I'm actually going to wrap it up, and I just want to say to you, Pastor, to your wife, I just want to thank her for letting me borrow her husband for about 60 minutes to bless these saints and enlighten and encourage the people of God, because it is really hard now. We are living in very trying times, very hard times. I mean, it's just peril is all around us, just hard times, and it's just really hard, and it's really hard when you are trying to walk the straight and narrow and really trying to be on fire for God and really trying to walk that faith walk. It is not easy, but it is worth it. It is worth it. And another
Amen.
Pastor friend of mine told me, yes, he told me something so profound. He said, and I want to encourage someone, he said to me that people get really frustrated with God because they want God to do something for them. But we were put on this earth for his glory, for him to get the glory. So
Amen.
It is about us pleasing him, not him pleasing us. So anything that he does for us, we have to count it all as joy and be grateful. He is not a genie in a bottle where we just rub it and he grants us our wish. He blesses us because of how good and faithful he is, not the other way around.
Yes.
I just want to, yeah, so I hope I bless someone with that. And, Pastor, I just want to say thank you. You are just awesome. We have to do a part two, and this was just amazing. So I just want to thank you. God bless everything you do, your congregation, your people. I want to thank them all for listening tonight to the Danielle
thank
Forbes
you,
Show.
Danielle.
Please continue to support. Yes, and I have to visit your church soon. And God
yes.
bless every, especially you, Pastor. You're amazing.
Thank you. Thank you, Daniel. God yes. bless you, too. All righty.
God bless.
All right.
All right, and good night, everyone. Thanks for
good
tuning
night.
In, and I love you. Have a great week, everyone.
You
Bye.
Too. God bless you.
Take care. God bless. So, again, I just want to thank everyone that tuned in to the Danielle Forbes Show tonight. It was a blessing. Keep listening. See you next week. Bye.